USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers in the House say they're ready to vote on President Biden's agenda. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a social spending bill would raise about $2 trillion, more than enough to cover the cost of education, health care, and climate provisions.
And in fact, it would add to our economy because of child care, enabling many more women to fully participate.
The legislation relies on corporate taxes and taxes on high-income earners, but some moderate Democrats want more details and a deficit score from the Congressional Budget Office.
We want to make sure that the revenues match, of course, the all outlays.
New Jersey Democrat Josh Gottheimer says this week's election results show Americans want action from Congress. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to vote on it by Thanksgiving. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The Department of Justice is taking Texas to court again. The lawsuit contends the Texas election reforms redistrict eligible voters' ability to cast a ballot and disenfranchises voters with disabilities, also the elderly and those with limited English proficiency.
And it does so in a way that is discriminatory against both voters of color and voters with disabilities.
Sean Morales Doyle filed an earlier suit on behalf of minority disability rights groups. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says no eligible voters will be denied their right.
It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot.
There's been a development connected to President Biden's trip to Europe. A member of the entourage tested positive for COVID-19. That member of his traveling party tested positive on Tuesday, although additional tests have been inconclusive, according to the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
Deadlines have been drawn for big companies over vaccine mandates.
The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Texas senator is speaking out about reparations to migrant families that were separated.
The ACLU is pushing President Biden to keep his word and pay big bucks to illegal immigrant families who were separated at the border during the Trump administration. Republicans like Texas Senator John Cornyn believe that's a crazy idea.
This is another example of the Biden administration continuing to offer incentives for people to illegally immigrate to the United States.
There are reports the White House is considering paying $450,000, the president calling those reports garbage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.